a force on earth, if there be a being on earth that has been assigned to ensure that you will not advance to your next dimension, that you will not handle your joy, that you will not see the day you've been waiting for, that you will not enjoy what you've been laboring for, I stand in the place of prayer and I decree that the God of heaven eliminates such a thing from before your face. The Lord has given us the courage to announce throughout this year, every month, what God has enabled us to declare, you've seen it come to pass. So it will not fail this month. Can I say in the name that is above every other name, everywhere there has been a famine of celebration, your family has not had a reason to celebrate in the last 60 to 90 days. Your family has not celebrated in the last 6 months, in the last 1 year. May the God of heaven do a thing, a marvelous thing in your family today, such that in this new month there will be celebration in your house. You will celebrate in your household. Can I prophesy again? In this month of May, there shall be celebration in your camp. There shall be rejoicing in your house. There will be dancing in your camp. You will laugh, and those who mocked you will laugh with you. If you receive it, give them a shout of praise. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture that I love so much is, the Bible says, and the Lord had made me laugh. Kai. Inako shalakateya. There's grace for that in the atmosphere. And please remember, like I said to them in the first service, when prophetic words are being released like this, the Bible said the word that was spoken to everybody. But the Bible said the word did not profit all of them, because the word did not mix with everybody's faith. Meaning it is those that allow the word to mix with their faith that have results. If your faith can receive it today, so shall it be for you. There is what we call the prophetic by virtue of office, whereby a prophet speaks not because God told him to say anything, and God honors it. So Elijah said, by my words, not by the word of God. He said, by my word, there shall be no rain. God said, Elijah, amen. The only challenge is that, Elijah, you would have waited for me to tell you so that you can plan before he said it. Unfortunately, you spoke because you were angry. The only challenge now is that there's no plan for your feeding. So, but ravens will be bringing food for you. It would have been better for human beings to bring food. But because you spoke out of, if I were to tell you, I would have put in place. Are you listening to what I'm saying? In any case, whether I told you or you said it by yourself, I honor the office. Eli was no longer in relationship with God. But Eli looked at a woman. He didn't even understand what she was doing. She was praying. And Eli said to her, Madam, stop you. He was even rebuking a woman talking to God. That's to show you how far he has become from God. That a man saw a woman praying and he did not know it was prayer. And Eli, when he noticed she was praying, listen to what he said. From my office, the Lord grant you your petition. And years of barrenness came to an end instantly. I am not only speaking from my office. I'm speaking because God said I should tell you. This will be the beginning of laughter and celebration in your house. I don't know who is receiving that today. I don't know who is receiving that. From today, I stand in the place of prayer and I speak over your life. Whatever has caused you to weep ceases as I speak now. Whatever has caused you to weep ceases as I speak now. The Lord said that about 21 of you who have been in a season of weeping, I mean actively, I'm seeing it in my spirit, you've been actively weeping. I don't know what you've been weeping over. Please join me on the altar. We need to pray. I need to make the, please, I'm very clear, active weeping. You've been actively weeping. I see you in my spirit. The Lord said, what made you to weep is over. Would you begin to celebrate now? The Lord said, there is a switch. There is a switch. There is a switch. There is a switch. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Your weeping ends today. And I decree that from this moment, let joy break out from your camp. Let the Lord do for you this week, today, within the next 24 hours, 72, let the Lord do what will cause you to rejoice. If you receive it, let me have a good amen in the house of God. Listen to this. There's a prophetic word that somebody just sent to us. The person said, I saw cycles. Cycles that are persisted in a continuous pattern. He said, but I just saw them got broken as you were praying. And he said, I saw new trajectory emerging from the cycles. Can I say this over you? Today marks the end of the cycle of weeping. Whatever has caused you pain up till this moment, I stand in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and I decree that this comes to an end right now. I said it ends right now. I said it ends right now. If you receive it, let me have a big amen in the house of God. Give him a shout of praise if you believe it. Can I announce here? I think I have courage to announce this. Whatever kind of blessing it was that you saw in 2020, I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, I will do it much more, 100 times more. I don't know how many business people I'm praying for right now. Please, if you are watching me, I don't know what your revenue was last year. Total revenue. And you thought it was something big. The Lord said, I will make it 100 times more this year. You will have it 100 times more this year. If you receive it, let me have a big amen in the house of God. Please, you may be seated in the presence of God. Matthew chapter 7 in verse 7. Ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given to you. For everyone that keeps on asking does what? No, you're not talking like a church in the house. Everyone that keeps on asking, what happens to them? Everyone that keeps on asking does what, sir? Receives. Not may receive. Guaranteed what they receive. Let me use a New Living Translation for you, and I hope that will also strengthen the scriptures so that scripture will interpret scriptures. New Living Translation, verse 7. Keep on asking, and you may receive. It's not guaranteed all the time. That prayer, sometimes God answers, sometimes God doesn't answer, sometimes it's a gamble. So when you pray, you may receive, sometimes you may not receive. Is that what you have in your own scripture? Okay, so what did it say here? Keep on asking, and what happens? Talk to me. Keep on asking, and you will what? You will receive. Verse 8. For everyone who asks, what happens to them? Receives. Wait a minute. Did anybody see something you've not seen there before? What did you see? Open your eyes. Somebody was over there, Sam. He said, if God doesn't shed the light, if you like, open your eyes, you will see anything. You have to be prophetic to see that. Look up, look up, look up, everybody. Those of you at the back, wave your hands if you can see. Okay, nobody needs praying for eyes to be open there. Oh, fantastic. Watch this carefully. Slowly. Somebody once told me, said, if you want to see, read slowly. It's what we call vujade instead of deja vu. That those who create and innovate, when they look at things, they look at it slowly until they see what others are not seeing. That the reason many never create and never innovate is that whenever they look at things, they look at them quickly. Such that many things you've seen, you can't tell what they look like. Poor observation. So follow me carefully. For everyone, choir, for everyone who what? Ask. Yeah? Is that a singular or a plural? Okay, so the answer also, for everyone who ask, meaning everyone who always, the person always. So follow me. I'm talking about the 11 wonders of prayer. I thought we were going to be moving into talking about the Seven Mountain Church, and the Lord said, don't jump, lay the foundation properly. Because if you go into the seven mountains of society and you don't know how to talk to God, the warfare you will face in the seven mountain, you must know how to talk to God. Listen, one of our men entered into the boardroom. They were going to make some very senior people, they were going to make some decision. And one of the men that came had actually gone to the cult and was intending to shake him so that by shaking hands with him, he can transfer whatever they gave to him so that he can cause paralysis. Not knowing that this one, by revelation, God has shown it to us, and we had already prayed. We even overturned tables. Yes, in the place of prayer, Mama said she saw a chair being turned. She said, Papa, as you were praying, I saw a chair being turned. And she said, please, can we turn the chair three times? And we turned the chair three times, prophetic act. And so when they met in the office, this man came to shake him. But man of Zion, who had met with God, shook hands with him. That one ended up being paralyzed. Those are the kind of people you are working with. You wonder why you just get into an office. You just receive an office. You had great plans to change the place. As soon as you sit on the throne, you start functioning in a world of confusion. You became worse than your predecessor. It became an insult that a child of God like you occupies such an office. It's not that you wanted to be bad. You stepped into an atmosphere you did not discern. The space is more powerful than your strength. The spirit in operation is stronger than your prayer base. Your altar is too weak to sustain such a throne. Sir, I won't mention the ministry, but one of the notorious ministries in Abuja here, one of the federal ministries, very notorious. Notorious when it comes to power demonstration. And unapologetically, so everybody comes there, sorry, where did you do your own? Who is behind you? And people will look at each other and tell each other, see, you think they would be behind you, this from past, would they behind me? We'll go finish each other for this place. They tell themselves like that. So there was this office. Somebody was taken out of the office in a very bad way, actually. And you know what the man said? He said, I will see who will occupy the seat and survive. They thought it was a joke, sir. The next person that was posted there, sir, the man came there and died within space of weeks. The next person that took over that one, guys, I'm just letting you know. You see, I will shave your beards. Maybe you're afraid. I'll collect your beers as offering. serious matters. How will we come to serious matters like this? What? Are you the one doing me? Praise God. I love them. Would you please help me appreciate my men? They keep me on check. I love these guys to the moon. Now watch this carefully. The second person came there and said the person too died. Then here came this guy, this man, elderly man, I think about 57. He came also. And he happens to be from a sound Christian church. They pray a lot there too. Listen to what he said to me. He said, Pastor Sam, he said, when I enter, he said, I said to myself, this will not happen to me. But he underestimated the strength of what he was dealing with. So he said, I entered the office. As soon as I entered the office, he said, one day, he said, it was like a gentle breeze. He said, it just came like a breeze. That's how they come. They come in the wind. That's how they come. Now, the reason he could even tell that was when it happens is because he was a little bit alive spiritually. Many will not know that was where the trouble came from. The more prayerful you are, the more alert you are in the spirit, the more sensitive you are to the movement of things. When you are prayerful, when people speak, you will sense the spirit behind their words. When you are sensitive in the place of prayer, when people speak, you can test and tell what their motives are. He said a gentle breeze blew. Pastor, long and short. He said that was the last thing he remembered. They carried him out of the place paralyzed. Yes, paralyzed. Not dead. It was then he said, I now know that this is not a joke. To the glory of God, sir, he called me. He said because somebody connected him to PPH. I don't know one of our members here who linked the man with me. Somebody connected him to PPH. This man's testimony will rock a lot of places. He said, Pastor Sam, as I'm talking to you right now, he said, on a daily basis, just God keep improving my health. He said, as I'm talking to you right now, I no longer use cane. He said, I no longer use any handle. He said, I started using my legs. He said, I'm back on my feet. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? Now, here's the point I'm trying to make. The Bible says the whole world lies in wickedness up till now. My friend was talking to me yesterday, sir. My friend, Pastor William, he was talking to me out from Florida yesterday. He said, Reverend Sam, he said, now I am seeing the kind of result that you people get in Africa through prayer. I said, what is it? He said, there's a man, I won't mention the name of the city, but some of you know the city. A man who was a mayor of a city. They've been trying to get a building, and the mayor has vested interest in that same building. So the mayor said, we will not give them the building. Everybody accepted because that's the way they give buildings to churches there. Everybody in the council must come together. They will agree, parking issues and all of that. The community must agree. This man alone said, not in my lifetime will they have that place. Because first, I need the place. Number two, the man said, if they take over the place, will they be paying tax to government? That because they are not for profit, they will not be paying tax. So the city will not profit from them having the place. So the man stood in their way. But I remember, sir, during that period, I normally go to join them in prayer. And the common prayer we're praying, because they don't know to pray our own kind of prayer, you know, very serious one. As I prophesy, Pelatiah, the son of Benaiah, died. He's like, Roman, waste time. We don't waste time here. We round up. You're okay. If you are standing, I round you up. Is that okay? They don't understand those kind of things. They think everybody is normal. So I say, but Pastor Sam, he said, God is giving us African results. I say, hey, I said, what happened? He said, sir. He said, you know what? We're giving the building recently. They just gave them the building. He said, because the man died. Listen, they did not know. It was just about a week or two ago. A woman called them, who is in the council, and said, that was the man who had vowed that your church must not get that building. As soon as he died, everything moved on. That was why you people were given the building. You thought I was sharing a story with you. I just wanted to tell you this. If there be a force on earth, if there be a being on earth that has been assigned to ensure that you will not advance to your next dimension, that you will not handle your joy, that you will not see the day you've been waiting for, that you will not enjoy what you've been laboring for, I stand in the place of prayer and I decree that the God of heaven eliminates such a thing from before your face. If your amen can be loud, the result will be strong. I repeat, if there be a man, a woman on earth that has found that they will not let you see the rising of a sun, I decree that they will be in darkness when your sun begins to rise. They will be in darkness when your sun begins to rise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A man look at one lady. Sit down, please. A man look at it. You've heard that story. A man look at a lady who is a member of the prophetic prayer tribe, who prays with us every day in the morning. And the man look at her and said to her, she said, over my dead body, will you ever become anything? And he's highly feared, highly revered man. Everybody fears him. And you know what we do on PPH? What do we do to the altar? You are not talking to me. Say loud. Are they threatening you or something? We drag it to the altar. So the lady dragged the man's case there. And it was on this day, I think about 6:35 a.m. I was praying. Those of you who were there, remember. And I said, the backbone of your enemy has been what? You remember that? 6:35 a.m. At that very time, the man fell down face to the ground and died. We were not in the same prayer room. He died somewhere else. We didn't kill him. We just said he died. Huh? We just said that the man died. It's just that it's coincidence. He died around the time we're praying. And Bashagu has changed it. That it's no longer coincidence. It's God incidence. Can I say something here? See, don't be too righteous than God. I don't know where you got your holiness from. Oh, your holiness is causing too much affliction in your life. Anu and Shemi, your Anu is do me. Your mercy is do me. Let me introduce. Listen, I'm a student of theology. God is holy. God is loving. God is kind. God is merciful. God is good. Let's shift. God is just. Huh? I said God is just. God is a consuming fire. Okay, in case you don't, God is the one that killeth and. So here is a prayer. Whosoever is determined to lay you to rest before they rest, may I say under the God whom we serve, whilst you rise, they will be laid to rest. If your amen is not active here, you are not catching what we are saying. You will rise and they will be laid to rest. Did anybody ever read a scripture where the Bible says, I will give Egyptians for your sake? That instead of you to die, I will. Eh? Sorry, I'm trying to find the word. What do you call it? Eh? Exchange. That you, my child, you can't die. So the death that will kill you before you get to the junction where the accident will happen. Somebody else, they will offer themselves. The pit that they have dug for you to fall into. I'm praying for somebody. I don't know those of you at the back if you know if I'm praying for you. I'm not describing, I'm praying for somebody. The pit they have dug for you this month. Let me say again, as I say on the platform, they will fall into it and fill it up. I want to pray a serious prayer, sir, because I see it in my spirit. Whosoever wants to make you weep in your lifetime over your children, stop looking at me. You better get involved. Whosoever wants to, whether you are married or not, I'm praying ahead of time. Whosoever wants to make you weep in your lifetime by hearing about the death of your children, by seeing your children become useless, by hearing your children becoming invalids, I speak in the name of Jesus that today the Lord overturn it. The Lord overturn it. The Lord overturn it. You will not weep over your children. Please, you better hear me well. You will not weep over your children. Sir, it was only two weeks ago, PJ, that we're announcing on the stage. And I was very clear. I said on the prophetic prayer platform, I said, I am insisting that there's somebody watching. They want to make sure you hear bad news from your children's school. Do you remember that? How many of you remember that? Wave your hands if you remember I said that. Did you hear the testimony of it? And the man said, I know. As I'm praying now, may God open your heart. May God give you humility to recognize grace. Otherwise, your arrogance may not make you suffer disgrace. When God is speaking like this, may God give us humility of heart. The man received it and got a news. And they say his child said they fell down from staircase. But God help, the child didn't hit head on anything. He said it was a leg. And they said there was trauma, something on the leg. And that he has to immediately go to orthopedic for. The man said, sorry. Listen to what the man said. He said, that is not the report of the Lord. He said, what I heard before from the platform. That's why you need to travel with prophetic words from the house. He said, what my man of God said over me is not what I'm hearing. And they got to the hospital. He prayed. He said, Father. He said he was looking for the prophetic word. He said, watch. He couldn't find it. The devil, how can I be looking for what was declared? And the video is still alive and he couldn't find it. Meaning the devil was contesting the word. The man said, well, I don't need to see the video. I remember what pastor said. And declared it. And took the matter to the orthopedic surgeon. When they got there, the man looked at it and said, sorry, why were you referred here? And no, sir, they said my son suffered tremor. He said, sorry, one, there's no trauma. There's no bone fracture. There's nothing. I can't find anything here. I'm saying within hours, God reversed the report. I wanted to pray for you. That's why I said I shared the story. As I'm speaking right now, whatever it was that you have received as a bad report, as you move into this new week, the Lord reversed the evil report. Can I decree by the Spirit of the Lord that the jinx breaker's anointing rests upon you now? I didn't hear your amen. The jinx breaker's anointing is upon your life now. The breaker's anointing is upon your life now. Remain standing and I'll leave you with the word of God. Please watch this. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7. The Bible makes it this clear. I forgot how to say that in Igbo now. Follow me, everybody. How many of you want to keep seeing results every month in your life? Results. Wave your hands at me if you seriously want it. Every day. Every day by day. Are you serious? Let me ask you, are you ready to pay the price? Yeah, see, you can. You that love sleep. Are you ready to pay the price? I will show you how to get it. Not from Sam Oye, is what I also learned. Follow, let your eyes tell God, say, Father, open my eyes. Please pray again. Say, Father, open my eyes. In 2-3 minutes, I'm done. Ask and that's where you made a mistake. Just take it down, sir. Just take it down a bit. Take it down. Ask, but don't stop. Listen, if you ask, you will what? So you're going to have what we call a one-time wonder. That is why when you ask last time, you actually eventually received. Am I correct? But after that breakthrough, which one again? So amplified opened your eyes. That the reason why some people keep testifying all the time is because they are doing something you are not doing. Don't be jealous. Don't be angry. When they are sharing testimony, don't be like Cain. The Lord appeared to Cain and said, Cain, why are you angry that your brother's offering was received and yours? My son, you are doing it wrongly. And the Lord gave Cain an opportunity. He said, sin lieth at the door. He said, but if you do it correctly, you shall be received. Meaning that this thing is available to what, sir? Everybody. You too can testify. It can happen in your life. Miracles can happen. What is the key? Ask. Sorry, ma, you said what? And keep on what, ma? Keep on asking. Somebody say consistency. Ask and keep on asking. And it will be given to you. Ask and keep on asking. And it will be what? Somebody say given. But let's go to verse 8. You see a difference now. For everyone who keeps. For everyone who keeps on what? Asking does what? Receive. Or receives. Huh. If you keep on. If asking is a lifestyle, receiving will be a culture. Are you following what I'm saying here? For everyone who keeps asking, receives. What is the difference between receiving? Because they ask and keep on asking, and it shall be what, sir? Given. And it says now, for everyone who keeps on asking, receives. Which one comes first? Are they the same? First, let me ask you, is receiving the same with being given? We are talking now. And I know the way you've been reading the scripture before, you thought they were just repeating it. Go and check the Greek words for all the two. Giving and receiving, they are totally different. Here is the game. You receive before you are given. Huh? You receive before you are what, sir? Okay. So I receive, what do you call this? Courier service. They sent me a text to say, you know what, sir? You have a parcel from DHL from so place. Okay, so I take the stuff, the text or the mail, I take it to DHL office, and the first thing the lady was, and I say, hey, You know, when you get there, you don't just say, "Hey, how are you? I just came here. My name is Reverend Samuel. I'm called of God. I have a gift here from London." Who? That is from Folashade. Sir, have you received? Have you received any mail to this effect? Any text? Oh, yes. Can we see it? And then I show them. And they bring the parcel. And they give me. Follow me carefully. When they give me, because ask and it shall be given. When it is given, given is not from you. So I receive and I take it there and I say, "Sorry. Hello, ma'am." See, the confidence with which we approach DHL, when we receive that alert, that message, you know, "Hi, how are you? How you doing? My name is Sam." You know, your voice is very low. Have you noticed when you receive alert, you go to the bank, particularly depending on the volume of money you are coming for. If it's some real cool money, have you noticed you are very calm? Well, it's like 10,000, hello, I came to Christ. Sir, but if you came to collect something, real thing, you go there, you're like, "Hi, how are you? I don't know if you notice it. Have you ever gone to the bank and expect that they should know what you are coming to look for?" "Yes, I'm the one." "Like who, sir?" "Amy." "Like, this is the only transaction that should carry on in this bank today." So watch this. They said, "Sorry, sir, what do you have here? Can you show us the proof?" The proof that you have something is normally determined by what you've received. If you've not received, you cannot be given. And if you are not given, you cannot have. So we are seeing three things in the place of prayer. "And he shall have whatsoever he saith." So in prayer, we see ask, you will receive. Ask, it shall be given. Ask, and you shall have. There are three things in the place of prayer. Receiving is the first. And the funny thing about receiving is that receiving is not in the public. You don't receive in the public. No. You can receive a prophetic word in a public meeting like this. When I speak the prophetic word, even though it's in a public meeting, you receive it as a private individual. Am I helping you? You receive, okay, based on what you have received. You then go to the throne of grace, which is the DHL center. That's why I say, come boldly. Produce your strong reason. So shall my word be that has gone from my mouth, which you receive. It shall not return to me void, but that which you receive shall accomplish the purpose of which I sent it. So I come to the DHL center of heaven and I say, my father, that's how we pray, like that on the altar, because we have received. My father, I thank you. I came for my healing. Yes. This tumor can't stay in my body. Because you can't have it until you say it. See, I'm going to be teaching you all the things. Simple things that makes life easy. Can I say it again, sir? He shall have whatsoever. Talk to me, church. You shall have whatsoever you. You are not talking to me. You shall have whatsoever you. And sorrow. You shall have whatever you saith. Saith. So, if God has promised you anything and you have not said it, you can't have it. Reverse it. If the doctor says you have a sickness, they gave you a report, and you don't use your mouth to say it, you can't have it. What makes you have what they said is what you say. You shall have whatsoever you said. Everything you have, you said. Charles Capps, the father of faith, said to us, every man's situation is orchestrated by previous confession. You once said it. Divorce, you once said, I may be divorced. Barrenness, you once said, I'm afraid I may not even have children. So watch this carefully. This is how prayer works. When you begin to pray concerning healing, as you begin to pray, Father, I thank you because Jesus died on the cross and the Bible says he took away all my infirmity. That's what God promised you. That's the word of God. By your stripes I'm healed. That's the promise, right? You take that promise which you've received and you bring it to God. Because don't forget, you have to receive before you are given so that you can... Oh, come on, you are a good church. First, you what? Go to DHL office, show them what you have. Then they will... And then when you are working out... Go to DHL, show them what you have what? Received. And then they will, upon seeing, because it happened to me, sir. Somebody sent me money from the U.S. and said I should go to Access Bank to go and collect the money. That was about 2 weeks ago. I got to Access Bank confidently. It's those kind of money you go to for with confidence. So I entered the bank and the lady said, yes, sir, please, can I see your proof? And I showed her, can I see the passcode? Because it's important that we see the passcode, the code. And I showed the person the code. And you know what the person said to me? She said, hello, sir. She said, there's a little challenge. She said, can you get back to the person who gave you this? Because the person wrote Rev Sam. And the person wrote some other things in front, not Sam Oye. He says, I recognize you. But I won't give you because I recognize you. Sir, I know this is your ID card, but I can, it does not tally. So, sir, you have to go back to the receiving process. Receive correctly. I will see you next week.
This is the Transforming Church International, one church making global impact.